Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Warner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And we have on the telephone today the Program Director for the Office of Transit, Minnesota Department of Transportation, Tom Gottfried. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
So last week you were talking a bit about the overarching job that you have, which is essentially managing the funds from the state of Minnesota as well as federal funds for rural transit systems in outstate Minnesota, and being the most efficient as you can with it and also delivering the best service. So I think in a nutshell, that kind of says what you do. The essential problem with transit in rural Minnesota is geography and population, right?
Amen. What happens is you don't have the density that you have in the Twin Cities when you have the green line up and down University Avenue where you have 8-9 people getting on at a single stop. That doesn't happen in greater Minnesota. We're talking about areas of services where your next stop may be 6 miles away and it's one person. You're looking at how can you effectively and efficiently, and effective is meaning how do you deliver that in such a way that it is usable for the person who needs the service. At the same time, efficient in the sense that how do we do this as efficiently as we can? It is a problem across the nation, and my other fellow program directors across the state, we get together occasionally and all do the collective head scratching of saying, how do we most effectively deliver this? And the move has been in the last 10 years or so to move to more regional transit systems of scale and size. Generally, the rule is, you know, you need bigger is sometimes better, and it can be more effective and more efficient. Because, in other words, you have more flexibility in the resources that you do have and be able to move them around accordingly. And that's if you're in a larger system, you have more flexibility to do that. At the same time, you know, some logic would say, well, then why don't we just turn greater Minnesota all into one massive big transit system? That's too big. That's that scale is way too big, and you would lose any effectiveness or efficiencies. So there is this balancing act of what is an appropriate size for a regional transit system. Is it 2 or 3 counties? Is it 8 counties? Or something in between? And the answer is something in between. In some areas, when we look at the geography, you'll say, you know, this county is mostly lakes. And people do live in those counties, but they live on the far side of the lake, but you're going to have to drive 30 miles to get there. Therein lies the issue of how do you effectively provide some level of service that makes sense for them, you know, to do that. And of course, some people will say, well, if you live on a lake, you probably can afford to drive your own car. True. That may be true, but that's not always the case.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what public transit system is out there, and that's the service that's out there, is to meet the needs of the people who need it.
Tom Gottfried is the Program Director for the Office of Transit, Minnesota Department of Transportation. He's been our guest today on Rural Minnesota Radio, and we sure appreciate your time and your information.
Not a problem, and if anybody wants to contact us, you can do that through our website, which is through the Minnesota Department of Transportation website, and we are T under Transit.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.